Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. I'm going into flood watch, though, the next couple of days. I had a wonderful little psychic fair I did at the West Salem Holistic Center today. That was nice to see some people again, and everybody was so happy to get together, you know, of course, being very careful, but it was good. And how about you?
That's a good thing. Yeah, moving along as usual, you know, piece by piece. We've been having some on and off rain for the last 2 days.
The rain can sometimes be a curse and sometimes a blessing. It depends on the day.
It depends on the hour.
Pretty much anymore. I hear that. Oh, my goodness. The moon's been Capricorn for the last couple of days, and that one really is, like, kind of tough on me anyway. So I figured, well, you know, just tough through like I always do every month. And I was happy to see it kind of get into Aquarius and get out of void, of course, today. But other than that, you know, the chart for tonight is interesting because of Mercury being in opposition to Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn. And again, it was interesting because all of us have certifications. All of us demonstrated that loving kindness, that Cancer energy of nurturing today. It was beautiful to be there and see it in action, actually.
It is. You know, and, you know, the staunchness of the Capricorn moon and, you know, that it has to grind things out and do its duty and you got to go through due process. And I do like the Aquarius moon as a result of this one, because both the sun and the moon, both being Leo and Aquarius, they want to aspire to that higher being. They give you the inclination to have that higher rising level, to get the greater picture, to move and slowly and see a broader picture before you take a step. And I like that about that it's all about moving forward, but moving forward with caution.
Exactly. The square to Uranus, that T-square that's going on, it's like, all right, well, know your facts.
Yes.
Know your facts before you commit to anything right now, really. Just kind of the way I'm looking at it. But you know what? I think most people can do that. I mean, luckily we do have the technology in this time period to be able to do more research, to be able to find out things that would have taken us hours and hours at a library.
Correct.
I mean, I love libraries. Don't get me wrong. You know me. I'm a book person. But I also like to be able to say, all right, well, I have a question. How can I find it? And to have that ability to tap into all the things that you can find out online. Of course, you have to be careful because some of it's, like, not real. But then a lot of it is. So it's filtering through that using our psychic stuff, I guess.
And it is doing due diligence research, you know, looking at both sides of the issue, taking your time with it, and really contemplating it, looking at it in a broader perspective or a bigger picture, you know. It is about finding, because of that Mercury in Cancer, it is about finding the truth and finding your truth, most importantly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad when some of these retrograde planets go direct. I'm tired of them.
Plunging along, they're getting out of Capricorn this year, but they're still plunging along.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. I always feel when the planets are retrograde, though, that it allows us more time to do the research, too. If he's going to delay sometimes, the outcome can be much better. And since, again, it's assigned to us, and I know that. Is Jupiter squaring Mars? Well, I have a little bit of a difficulty with that.
You just got to do the research. You just got to do your due diligence. Impulsiveness will not serve you well right now. That's what that does. It says impulsiveness won't serve you well. Move like mud. You know, and the way I describe the Capricorn energy is kind of like a steamroller, okay? It's a big, massive force with a large amount of an engine and motivation to move. However, it doesn't move fast. And if you try and make it move faster, it's just going to bog itself down and die. Or if you try and make it move quickly, whether it's stopping it or turning it in a direction, it's going to topple itself over or it's going to roll over what's in front of it. So it's Capricorn's kind of a big, massive force. And with three planets in it right now, it makes it a little bit more of a slow turtle pace.
I hear you. Now, I do not do well at that pace, as you know. You know me.
All that. Even though you're Cancer, you're a fiery little girl.
Yeah, it's that Sag moon. I can't slow her down. Well, anyway, we've got a few people on hold tonight. We probably should see what their concerns are and how they're going to go through this lunation tomorrow. I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be good.
Okay. How about we do that?
Air code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
It's been quite a bit, a long time. Hi there. My name's Lisa.
Lisa?
You mean my birthday?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you're doing great and, you know, all of us getting through this. But it's not going to go away.
What is your birthday? Are you there?
Yeah,
11/3/78. Gotcha. Austin, Texas, 3 a.m.
I didn't hear
Woo!
That.
11/3/1978. So what's your question for us tonight?
Thank you, ma'am. It's a question about trying to see if I can have if I you know, already have peace talks with this gentleman because I need to communicate with him regarding you know, there's a misunderstanding. But again, so I know his birthday is March 6th. I know he's I think he's 62. That's all that I know, but I don't know if you have to use tarot for this, but it's just, he's a white, older gentleman that I knew for almost 10 years, and it's been really important that I need to communicate with him if he has already. Am I able to already communicate with him that he's able to talk and we're able to communicate so we can get some things out of the way? Important. Please, I'd be able to see that. I'm sorry, I have no more information. I tried, but I don't know. That's all that I know. I know he's born in USA, and he was born in Texas.
Where do you live now, Lisa? Where do you live now?
Denver, Colorado.
You know what I'm going to say about this is I think that at this point in time, I still think there is a hesitation before you're actually going to be able to communicate with him or productively with him, is my point. Because I still think there's more information that you're finding out or more things that you need to know before the two of you come in contact with each other. I have to say here that I'm betting that the two of you will be in communication. It's just not going to be right now. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I think it can be counterproductive to try and make it happen.
Yeah.
I think it's time to create a strategy of when to make it happen. Is what I'm thinking. There's a lot of retrograde, so a lot of people have been thinking about the past. A lot of people have been revisiting the past. Either they're doing it through counseling, or they're doing it by reconnecting with people. They're doing it in many different ways. And the interesting thing is that from what I'm seeing here, see, where you live now, you have Virgo rising at 15 degrees, okay? And so because of that, you are going to overanalyze a bit. Now, that's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But I don't think you – I agree with Jack. You can't let it go until you have that interview. But I just don't see it soon either. Mm-hmm. Have you been in touch?
No, I have not yet. I leave him a voice message every 2 weeks. It's been peaceful. Because I'm building it up so he can listen peacefully. So when I do call, he's not over there in a rampage. Because if you look at him, he has a lot of chaos. So you're very right, ladies. There's a lot of things going around him that he's been through. But I understand what he's going through. But I need to get something to talk to him that is concerning mine. So, what is your next advice on this? Should I really start? I have been leaving polite message. No. I've been like more like, look, I apologize, everybody. And we've got a lot in your hand, but I just I'm speechless to say what other people think of that. I just need to make sure that you understand peacefully, because I don't want to handle this situation 15, 20 years from now. The way things are going, I don't want to have it in my conscience.
And what it is all about is this is an evolution, is what I'm going to say. It is also an understanding of your, you know, again, when situations happen, they happen to two people. And both of you two have something that you need to grow and learn from with this. Right now, Mercury is getting ready to, in a few days here, trine your Mercury. And when it does, there's more information. There's a broader perspective you can see. And so it's more, instead of trying to reach out to him at this point in time, it's more for searching for answers of making you better as well as understanding the situation better. And here is where you'll start to come to some solutions that will work more productively. Trying the same thing over and over again isn't going to continue to work. You'd have to try a different tactic or a different approach so that it will work for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But what tactic should I do? What tactic? I've been trying to change it around. I cannot see him physically at this time to talk to him because I need to make sure that I'm able to. But perhaps you can tell me real quickly, or what would it be that he will actually need to? How can I approach him that you see that he opens up or that it's the right way that he's expecting?
I think at this time it's more of how you approach it with yourself, looking into it a little bit more about your responsibility with it and about how it's empowering you to change you to be a better person, okay? I really think that it's more of an inward call at this point in time for you to look at that more than looking at how can I reach out to him, how can I reach out to myself. You're a very deep Scorpio energy with a Venus in Scorpio and Uranus dancing in between them, okay? It's all about taking that big breath and looking within yourself at the goddess that's within you and how you can transform and change it. The Scorpion energy is like the magician. if it works within itself and it works internally and brings that internal power out, it really can transform and change things out here in the physical world. But you have to go within yourself deep to find the power.
Okay. I will
think late August, early September, is a time you should really approach it. I think the seed you're planting now will bear fruit in your season. Wait it out, okay? Late August and early September, see, you have to understand that where you live now, his sun sits on your Saturn and on your ascendant, okay, which is at 11 degrees of Virgo and 15 degrees of Virgo, okay? So his sun is right on there, and it is basically transiting, you know, in that seventh house, between the sixth and the seventh house of how to negotiate things. So I think that you should continue to plant the seeds that you do, okay? But I would wait until that time, because I feel that time, for some reason, you're more apt to have some kind of constructive interview, I want to say, okay? He's got a lot of plants in Aquarius, and he's going through his Saturn return. And also, it's a time, too, and Jupiter's going to be passing over that as well, okay? So he is still going to want to maintain a certain level of independence. Now, even though you're a Scorpio sun and Uranus and Venus is there, as Jacqueline pointed out so well, you have to understand that he is also going to go through, this is going to be a year where he's going to want his freedom, and he's going to want to be sure of what he thinks. Aquarius is a fixed air sign. So because of that, I would promote the things in him that are of a higher self, that are of a higher way. As you do your thing you do every couple of weeks, I'm not going to tell you to stop that. I don't think the fruits of your labors are going to come in as quickly as you'd like, but sometimes being consistent is more important than being dramatic. And you have that ability, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you. Very, very well said. It is very well astrologized and very well emphasized. I like how you think that very sound thought. I really appreciate it, ladies, very kindly for helping. Thank you very, very much.
Well, many blessings to you, and you keep us posted, okay, Lisa? Keep us posted, honey. Okay.
Yes, very, very accurate. Thank you for your time.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
There's definitely some karma going on there, I know that, but I think
it's not yet present.
Yeah. Sometimes you wait it out, though, it's okay, you know, and I think that's, I so agree with you about, yeah. See, Ray, next one?
Okay.
Echo 415, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jessica, 7677. I always get so happy when you guys choose me.
I try to take people in order, but they don't tell me how much people have been on hold anymore on Blog Talk. So I'm still trying to work with that part. Okay.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
I don't know when they stopped doing it. It's kind of strange. Now, are you July 16th?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you still live in New York?
Yeah, in the general area. Yeah.
I thought so. All right. So what's on your mind, baby?
So I'm thinking about career, and okay. I'm putting myself out there towards, I'm basically looking to connect with opportunities that, pay me. I've been so used to giving out my work for free all the time that I'm trying to be very conscious about, working with, reaching out to like publications to write for them or to do trainings for the police department. And I'm just kind of in this vulnerable position of like, yes, they will choose me. Like I keep saying positive affirmations because I notice how I tend to think that I will get a no. I have to see things working out for me now. So I was just curious what you see going on over the next week, what's happening in my chart there.
It is a process more than an event from what I'm seeing. So you're Cancer Leo like I am. I have three planets in Cancer, three in Leo. You've got your Sun in Cancer, and then you've got Moon and Mercury and Saturn all in Leo. And all the Capricorn planets that rule the government and all institutions that are partially government-funded and regulated, and everything that's going on with the police department right now because all the things that have happened in the news, you're probably in delay more because they have to restructure than they're going to reject you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree to that. This is a time, Venus is transiting through your sixth house, and it has just passed over your Jupiter, okay? This is a time where you have to be versatile with work, be open to what's coming at you, okay? Because there's going to be more than one opportunity, and this may be a blessing in disguise as far as the delay that Aphrodite was talking about is concerned. You may get another opportunity that may be better than that one for you. So have patience and wait. With both benefactors conjunct them right now, there's some opportunities for you to really benefit yourself.
So what opportunities do you see coming in? Because I've also, like, reached out to some, magazines, local, state magazines that I want to write for. I really feel called to, going back into entertainment, writing for magazines, writing for, doing radio. And these need to be paid opportunities because this is the work I want to do full time. So,
right, and that opportunity is coming in within 6 to 8 weeks. And you're going to probably have two opportunities, by the way, okay? Because you do have Venus and Gemini passing over your Jupiter. And then the Sun is heading for your Saturn, okay, which is all about publishing and dealing with the public at large, and then Venus is going to go in there 2 weeks later. So you've got some energies that are working in your behalf here. Now, I'm not saying that they're both going to be amazing. I think one might be more full-time and more lucrative, but the other one might be something that touches your heart and your mind in a unique way. And I think you benefit from that versatility because of your Gemini planets. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with you 100% on that. I think here you just have a little bit of patience. And like Aphrodite said, 6 to 8 weeks, it's not long. Okay? And I think this is going to pay off.
Well, what should I do in the meantime? Because Spirit keeps telling me to reach out to police whenever I see them, to speak to police about working with them.
I would, and that's my point, is I would keep reaching out. I would keep looking and keep an optimistic, keep things optimistic. Because here again, I think it can pay off just by your optimism. And you never know by just putting it out there, you never know what's going to come back. It's like fishing. You might throw your rod in for, a bass and get a tuna, You never know what's going to come out of it. So it's all about that versatility is what I'm trying to say. Be versatile. Be open to sharing. Look, I'm looking for dot, dot, dot. This is my dream, and this is what I want to do. And as long as you keep your eye on that and keep working towards that, you'll make it happen.
Okay.
The places that you're interested in writing for, okay, you need to understand who they are. And while these Capricorn planets are retrograde, you need to work on your pitch because they want you to work for them, okay? So you need to understand what they're made of and how they're growing and changing in a time of great change worldwide right now. So you need to investigate the people that you're pitching to and then put the pitch in knowing that you're their fit. You have to be their fit right now with these plants in Capricorn, honey. Okay?
Right. Yes, that's what I've been doing. A lot of playing around with the pitches. That's exactly what I've been doing. So is there, insecurity or something going on in my chart? Or vulnerability? Because I'm just feeling like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You've got three planets in Capricorn retrograde opposing your Sun, honey. If you were feeling insecure right now, I would think, is she really on Earth? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
Honey, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
Oh, be fearless.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say, because, again, here, your doubts are there, but you've got two guardian angels over your shoulders, okay? And it's all about that faith and trust. I talk about it a lot. But it is. It is here to empower you. This is who I am, this is what I want to do, and this is where I'm going. And it's setting that foundation for the long term for you. So it is tedious, and it is doubtful. I hear you. But on the other hand, it's going to pay off. And that's where you have to keep your head in this because, yeah, you're going to be wobbly for a little while here.
And is that 6 to 8 weeks also with that wobbliness with the Capricorn?
That's the
opposition. Yeah, they go direct one by one, and it's going to help you to redirect your flow of energy, actually, when they do that. Because each one of these Capricorn planets goes direct within a couple weeks of each other. So these three small chapters that are going on in September and early October. And so that's what you need to understand, is that Capricorn does rule publications. It's taking the word and making it into hard copy or something that can be reclaimed. Like through the internet now, when people publish online, people can go and find the book, even if it's something that's an audiobook or it's when it comes through PDF. But they use it on those little tablets. But all that stuff can work in your favor. So that's what you need to look at, is that the company that you want to write for, I pursue them. Okay?
Okay.
Because you are the writer. And you say, you know, I looked at what you are offering. I looked at what you want to talk about. And I have to tell you, I'm on the same page. I want to share some of the things I've created that could be really great for both of us. That's it. You know, even if you don't feel confident, you're feeling a little insecure, fake it till you make it.
Well, yeah, that's what I did today. I reached out.
Okay. I figured you were.
That's what I did this morning. I reached out to one of the online publications, and he was like, yeah, you could write for us. And I was like, well, in my pitch, I had said, well, you know, let's talk about the compensation. This is the work that I do. And I don't think he really read that. So I had to, like, email him back again. He was like, don't speak to the editor. And I was like, well, is that who you want me to speak to about conversation? And I feel all this, like, weirdness of, like, I think that they just have people writing for them for free. Like, that's sort of, I won't say the rest of what I was going to say. But, like, that is, I'm not doing that anymore. You know, so I'm trying to, like, hold to my value of, like, no, I'm bringing healing to this. It's not just an article. It's healing. So I just keep trying to talk myself up. My value was reflected on the outside, too. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're doing all the right things, but I think it's just going to take a little bit more time for it to manifest. And
okay.
Because Jupiter goes direct. Let me just tell you your timeline. Jupiter goes direct on the 14th of September. Okay, and then Saturn goes direct on the 30th. And then Pluto, goes direct on the 4th and 5th of October. And the Capricorn forces rule publishing, and publishing with those of reputation, you see?
Okay.
And that's what you're looking at. Right now, I'd still be working on my writing. I would still be looking at the people that you want to write for. I'd have some things I can send out to them. I would, like you say, I'd follow up. I mean, you are a cardinal water sign, like me. So you, if you follow up, you do the right thing and say, I have something interesting that might benefit both of us. You know, that's... You have to step in there as a professional. Don't let the insecurities overpower your gifts, my dear.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
And you keep us posted,
agreed.
Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you, guys. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bless you.
Pretty cool. I love that chart.
You would.
A lot of similarities, right? Well,
yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah, there's some similarities there.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Aircut 401, you're on the air. 401?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Jacqueline? Did I go out or are they not there?
I think they're not. I think they can't hear us or we can't hear them.
I'm going to put them back on hold for now. And that way we can maybe come back. It's probably
okay.
The best way to go for now. Yeah.
Okay.
Echo 201, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Alfred. How are you?
Good.
Doing
how
good.
You?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Is this Jackie?
This is Jackie. Yes,
hey.
It is.
I thought
hey,
I knew that voice.
I didn't hear that, you guys.
You know,
you're both talking at the same time. Who am I speaking to?
I have a question. You know my birthday, right? It's just the time is off. But I have a question about relationships. And it doesn't necessarily have to just be with family. It could just be with anybody.
Well, I need your name first. I need your name. I did not get your name, okay?
Jacqueline. Jackie.
And how was the time wrong last time?
Because I don't know my exact birth time. It's not on my birth certificate. I have a long birth certificate, and I assume it's a long form. It doesn't have it, but it's from the UK.
Okay.
I've been told in the past that I had a Gemini rising, so it had to have been after 2 p.m. in the afternoon, but I think that would probably be about maybe 6 a.m. in the morning in the U.K.
Well, it's about 2 p.m. in the U.K. is what it shows to get a Gemini rising.
But because of my crash,
okay.
I don't even have her on my system. Can you give me the information?
January 5th. Oh, go ahead.
1965. London, England.
I have her at 2 p.m.
All right, let me bring
it's
that
right
up.
Right in the middle of Gemini Ascendant.
Okay.
And that's UK time?
Correct.
So that would be, what, about 8 p.m. U.S. time? Eastern time?
6 hours, so... Yeah, about 8 Eastern time.
Okay.
Where do you live now?
I live in New Jersey, northern New Jersey.
What city again?
Patterson.
Patterson? Okay, got it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay.
I hate saying it on air.
See, what happened was I had a computer crash, and I lost everybody from 2016 to now. They were able to bring back people from 1998 to 2016, but they couldn't bring back the rest of them because it fried in the middle of the exchange. Okay. Not my fault.
Mercury retrograde, huh?
It's okay. All right. Now, what about the relationship?
Well, it was like every summer, if I have a conversation like with one of my tenants, like they become offended, and it's always something that's good for all of us. And my husband tends to always side with them. I don't know if it's out of fear that he won't have a reliable tenant, and it's just crazy. But I just don't understand this because it's like every summer, I'm going through the same thing. Yeah, I'm cleaning
no,
up after
that.
Everyone else.
I can see going through that every summer. Now, you've also gone through it in the winter?
Somewhat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've got Cancer, Capricorn, polarity points. So July and January are big as far as negotiating with people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oppositions create choices. Like a situation presents itself, and you have the option to either embrace it or just push it off. So you have four planetary energies in Cancer, you have four in Capricorn. So when the planets move through there, it creates these oppositions where all of a sudden now you're put into that negotiation space, okay? And this year is more powerful than it's been for the last 12, believe it or not, okay? So for you to be going through this, to me on your chart, it looks like it's right on time. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And what it's there to do is clean things up. Okay, you can be prepared that every single summer it's going to have this effect, okay? And it is there, and I know you're feeling it because, again, here you go, well, what, we need to fix this, and this is how we need to fix it, but it doesn't always turn out that way. Not the most efficient way is always the best, is what I'm going to say. Sometimes you can finesse situations a little differently and get the result that you're looking for, okay? I do agree the South Node is traveling through your seventh house, which means there's old issues from the past with your husband and his stuff that's going on with this. So there is a couple things attached to this particular thing. And so here again, it's about you finding a solution to be able to be able to speak your truth, to make the change that you need, but find a different way to get them to look at it to where they see what really is for their benefit instead. I think you'll, if you look at it in a different perspective and sell it in a different way, I think you'll get a better end result.
And I'm usually trying to avoid a problem or fix something that I believe normal people want to avoid or fix, and they're always getting offended. And this is one of the reasons, like, why I want to move away. I want to move out this house, or I want to move into my mom's house because it's a one family. I don't want to live with tenants again. Because when they're home during the summer and the kids home during the summer, and I don't like rodents. I don't like bugs. I don't like none of that. So I'm always trying to get things in order, whether we recycle a certain way. And we don't even see each other but every so often. But it's just something with me in this house and tenants that I always felt like as soon as I opened my mouth, it's like no one wants to hear from me. But I'm always the person who has to put things in order or negotiate.
Well, I agree.
You have a lot of cardinal signs.
Go ahead.
You have a lot of cardinal signs in your chart. Because you have so many cardinal signs in your chart, you're always going to aspire to your highest ideal, and you're always going to try and do the right thing, and I know that. But you have to understand that you're the rare bird, okay? Honey, you are the rare bird. And right now, Mars is squaring the heck out of your sun. So you want to make a decision,
meaning
you want to move forward right now, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I can feel those squares, like, all over me. But Mars is going to be in Aries all the way until January now. It's usually in Aries every 2.5 years to 7 weeks. And Mars is moving through and retrograding and then going direct to your second house of real estate until January 7th, 21. So this is a process and not an event. You don't want to end up in a big legal hassle, okay? So I am going to suggest that you bide your time.
So Mars is war, right?
Yeah, it's a planet of war, and in Aries, it's both the sign of the ram, but the sign of the lamb, okay?
If you
take the lamb approach
now. I can understand that.
So if you take the lamb approach now, you're going to be better for now. And then the three planets in Capricorn now, they're transiting all over you. They're all going to be direct by the middle of October. And October, the Libra energy is all about negotiating and finding a mutual agreement. I am going to suggest you wait it out. Am I right, Jacqueline? I mean, that's how I'm kind of seeing this. I don't know.
I agree. I think it's
I am trying to write it out because I'm trying to move. I have my own negotiations that I know I'm going to have to go through with my siblings so that I can actually get the other house. And I do like these tenants, but I know that any time you try to correct them or you point something out to them, I mean, like, they just get upset for no reason.
They're crazy.
It doesn't make sense.
They're crazy, honey. They're crazy. I agree
and
with you,
maybe
but...
you should just make the suggestion, may I suggest ... and then walk away. Let them figure it out. Let them take all the, you know, the hostility or whatever. Let them do that. Well, I got to go now.
It's all right,
see you later. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
That type of thing. It doesn't have to be a confrontation, and you don't have to stand there.
Right.
And
I don't want it
to.
To be honest with you, I don't want it to because they're supposed to get a new lease for September anyway, and you know they pay on time. They're pretty decent. The kids are nice, but the wife just, she doesn't like you telling her anything. She takes it offensively anytime you tell her something.
Mm-hmm.
And I could count the times that I even see her. We actually live in the same house. I'm on the second floor. She's on the first floor. I could count the times that I see her or we see each other. And I just don't understand why. If it's coming from me, she goes to her husband, and she has her husband call my husband, and it's like, I'm the bad guy. And I don't get it. So,
yeah, but you're not the bad
guy.
You're
trying
to preserve your investment. You know, you're doing the wise thing.
Exactly.
And it's a shame that
your
husband can't understand that. You know, really? When's his birthday, for goodness sake? When's his birthday?
April 5th, 1962.
Oh, yeah. He's got to always be right. Did you say 52 or 62?
62.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. I want
and
to
he wouldn't know what time he was born, right?
No, he's born in Jamaica. He doesn't know his time as well.
It's all right.
Actually, they even had his birth certificate off by a whole month.
I just want to take a look at the planets a little bit because it's going to give me at least some information which might be helpful. I know Jacqueline's typing in too.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Take a look at them.
You have to
Mars
remember that Mars is going to be in Aries now for a long time, so he wants to take control. I can tell you that right now. I know that before I even put
yeah,
because
he's worried about the money. He's worried about the money that I have out there with. You know, taking care of my mother's house. He's worrying about all of that, whereas I'm really trying to understand the best time to move forward. Sometimes I feel it in my spirit. Sometimes I don't. But, you know, also I'm learning more in terms of, you know, like myself, when I feel good about something, when I'm at peace to think clearly and move forward. And we just think differently.
And I'm going to say
this.
You're a comedian, okay? Comedy and humor is a good thing out of you, okay? I'm going to tell you that. And with some of the things with him, because he has a Mars in Pisces with a whole bunch of Aries energy. His Mercury is there, his Sun is there, his Moon is there probably, odds are. So we have all this fiery energy that diffuses quickly, but one of the things he does is he wanders around in circles all the time, okay? So finding comedy and humor in the situation and distracting him, once you can change the topic on him, and he'll forget about that situation and move on to the next one. So you've got a few tools in your belt that you can use. And I strongly suggest that satire. I really do. I think he'll get it with the satire.
It's funny you said that about him because that's what he does at work. Whereas he loves his job, except for recently with his supervisor. But I know he runs around in circles because he does everything for everybody.
But
and
he does.
Time
he
I'm like, wait a second.
So he's easily distracted is the point. Okay, so don't take it so seriously, my little Capricorn. let it pass. This too shall pass would be a good thing. Find the comedy and humor in it, and you can win him over with that instead, I have to say. This is a tough time
for
you with
him. I just don't appreciate that they think that they could do that between us, because they know that we're two different type of person. Like, he's easygoing with them, but then he'll come at me, which I think is so unfair. You know, that's the part of him that I just don't like, and he knows it. But
he's a ram, and you're never going to not get that power off of a ram. I'm just going to tell you that. They heat up quick, and they cool down quick. And you have to wait for that cool down period, okay? Just distract it, change it, whatever. Because they will come back to logical manners. But they're a ram, so when they get pissed off, they shoot to the moon and back before they can calm down.
I just want to move
from
here.
Yes,
I need to be under a roof where I don't live with any other family.
When you take a goat and a ram and you put them in the same plane, there is going to be a conflict and a competition sometimes, okay? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's true. And if he wants to just deal with this more than you, that's fine. But because you want to make a change, maybe you looking at your change is more of a priority than what's going on in the background. So, okay, that's your responsibility now. I am going to make the change. I am going to do something different. Because then you're going to bring up the conversation, but I would not do it with a lot of fire right now, because Mars is in his sign until January. And he will not back down. I guarantee you. He will not back down. Okay? So, just be more the Capricorn goat and jumps into the ocean with his fellows. Increase your social life a little bit. Let go of some responsibility. You might be bearing that too much, my dear. Okay? Let him take it on. If that's what he wants to do, say, all right, this is your baby. I'm going to look for where I'm going to be, or we're going to be later. I will do the research on that. You take care of this mess then. Because sometimes if you do that, you separate. You both have cardinal energies. He might see that you are very frustrated and be willing to take it over, and then it's not your problem. Finding out where you want to go becomes your new beginning, and that could be good too. That could be good too.
Okay, I want to move forward. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to get my stuff in order after I get this procedure done this week. And the only thing that's been holding me back was the health concern I had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of dealing with other people's problems.
I know, and sometimes we get to the point where we get saturated. And I understand that. So you need to do what you need to do. And don't take on responsibility that you don't need to. Because
that's
counterproductive, okay?
Right, because I get the responsibilities that he can't handle. And then if I make a move and one of them say something about it, it'll come back to me like, I'm sitting there like, do you think I want to be in this situation? Like, I'm a monkey in the middle. I don't have time for that.
But you're very, very intelligent, and you know good business. See, and if he can't appreciate that about you, then if it's a joint concern, sometimes you have to say, okay, I am the best person for this game, but I'm not going to be appreciated for this. I don't have to take on this responsibility. I can look at new vistas because, you know, there comes a certain point in time, you try. There's a time you just get tired, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I would try to negotiate, but be careful because this Mars in Aries is very persistent this year. And he's trying to take back a certain level of his own power. Just like you're trying to say, hey, guess what? I've been the one steadfast. I've been the one responsible. I've done all this. And sometimes they can't see it immediately.
And he wants to move, too. He's calling me irresponsible because I haven't finished, all of the documentations yet. For us to go forward, He has no idea. I was dealing with health issues. I was dealing with working from home. You know, and everything changed and was up in the air when COVID and everything shut down. I didn't get one day to stop.
I understand, honey. I'm so sorry.
It was
but
boom, 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 boom.
Don't jump with so many retrogrades right now. Create a strategy, a plan A, a plan B, and say, all right, well, what do you want to do about this? See, in the tarot, the emperor is Aries. And maybe this is one of the things that he wants to be king of for some reason, which we're not sure why. But if that's the case, it's one responsibility you don't have. But I know how thorough and dedicated you are, and you're saying all the right things. I know what you're seeing, and you're right. But maybe it's not a responsibility you need to continue with. You need to start looking for a new place for both to be done. You know? So I'm going to let you take care of this, and I'm going to start to find us a new place.
We know the place that we want. We already know what we want because we've been working
great.
On that.
That's wonderful,
yeah,
then.
We know what we want.
Okay.
He's just upset.
Let him have
because,
his territory,
I don't know.
And you take a new territory. It's going to make things so much easier, honey. It really will, okay?
Okay.
All right, love.
Thank you, lady.
You keep us posted.
I'd like to continue to listen.
Absolutely. I'll keep you on there. No problem. I got you on here.
I'll keep you posted. You know I will. Thank you, Jackman. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Namaste. Take care.
God bless you, honey.
You too, love.
The sweetheart. See, ready for the last one. We got 8 minutes left. Somebody's been on hold here for quite a while, but they won't tell me how long now anymore. So let's just grab them.
Okay.
Air code 772, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Great. How about you?
It's Tina. Hey, how are you?
Well, trying to hang in there. How about you, ladies?
Doing
the same.
Well.
I didn't get the name because my phone's not been working right. I'm sorry. What's the name?
No worries. Tina.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Thank you. I've had so many electronic problems, I'm ready to, lose my mind right now. But I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Well, I'll try to make it as easy as possible. February 3rd, 1965,
12:12 a.m. 12:12 a.m.
Where? Hialeah,
Florida.
You where?
Yes.
Hialeah.
That's right.
Hialeah. Where were you really born originally?
The Hialeah Hospital.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Yeah, back then it's kind of weird because Hialeah was such a small town. It was still part of Miami, but, you know, it's kind of changed now.
I can understand that. Wow.
This full moon's going to hit you.
What now?
This full moon's going to hit you.
Okay. I tried to catch your show at the beginning, but I missed the first 5-6 minutes. I read about it on Facebook. So, this whole year you've been telling me everything's going to hit me, and you've been telling me I'm supposed to go through the mud so that way I can bloom into the lotus. So I have just gone through a lot of stuff. At the end of June, I had a cat pass away. 2 weeks ago, I found out I found out one of my cats has lost his hearing completely. I haven't been able to get up. I've been really depressed, and I have gained an enormous amount of weight, and I need to know if there's going to be some sun shining through my hurricane shutters anytime soon, if that's possible.
Go ahead after that.
That's a pretty big list, okay? But I feel there's light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, during the pandemic, most people either gained or lost weight, okay? So that's, I don't find unusual. And plus, when you go through a grieving experience, the same things happen. Either you gain or lose weight. So I'm not worried about that part. I think that's probably something that's temporary. Okay. But these three Capricorn planets right now, they've been passing over your Venus and your Mercury. Okay. So all the things you think about every day, all the things you take responsibility for mentally and emotionally, for some reason you're like saying, well, I love them. How could this be happening? And I get that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is that these planets are also trying your Mars. And your Mars has to do with you going back to your spiritual journey in a different way. You're being liberated, I think, in some aspect. And there's a reason for it. You get to the end of the tunnel and you see the light. Forces are going to bring you to feel like riding the wave. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you. Okay. And it is, as her last statement said, riding the wave. Okay. Because where you should be looking at, what you should be doing tomorrow, okay, is really looking towards the future. What do you want to do when you grow up? Okay. Where do you want to be? She was talking about your spiritual part, my little Pisces moon. Okay.
Yes.
Where's the spiritual moon come from?
I'm just an Aquarian girl, that's all.
with a bunch of Capricorn energy and a Mars in Virgo, okay? So you're a tethered helium balloon is what you are, okay?
Okay.
I love that.
My point is the same thing as Aphrodite. This is a time where you're letting go of all the old and the past. The universe is, you know, you got Saturn pounding on your Venus and you got it pounding on your Mercury, okay? They're retrograde and they're going to come back over them again, okay? This is all about the goddess coming out and looking towards the future. You know how I feel about cats, okay? So I'm really sorry. But there's a purpose and a reason for this. You're being freed to be able to have less responsibility. Obligation, duty, responsibility are not your friends. Guilt is not your friend, okay? And it's all about being free. This is another cycle in your life where you can really have that Aquarian self-expression here. Jupiter is getting ready to go into Aquarius, and next year it will pass over your sun. This is where you rise and you fly at that point in time with that guardian angel over you. So
yeah.
I go back to the beginning, like Aphrodite was saying. It's due process. It may be slow. It may not be fun right now, but it's finding the future of where you want to be, what you want to be doing, and envisioning that and setting your sail towards that and coasting with those waves, going with the waves as they flow, because again, you're going to have many waves until then. Aphrodite was talking about when they go direct as of September and October. This is when things will start to shift and you'll start to feel freer. As far as the movement is concerned, you've got Aries going through your sixth house of health, okay? And it's all about, it doesn't have anything to do with what you're eating. It has to do with you not moving. It's all about get up and move. I don't care whether you walk down the street, whether you dance in the middle of your room. I don't care what you do. Move.
I like it.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Get up and move.
Okay?
This is how you'll feel better about yourself. And the weight gain will drop like you wouldn't believe. It's not about the food intake. It's about the movement. Okay?
Okay. All right. So just hang out and ride the waves.
Yes.
You got it, girl. And get yourself fired up for some kind of physical activity that you love and go for it. Okay?
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Keep us informed.
Yep.
God bless you.
Yeah. Same, you guys. Stay cool. Stay dry.
Thank you. You're so
you as well.
Thank you.
Bye, Jacqueline.
Bye.
Bye, love. Well, we should tell people where they can find us.
They can call me at 772 286 2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110 or 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're here to help you, and we're so happy that you listened tonight or called in, because we love to share our gift with you. You have a really sweet week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night now.